Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
I've had this firsthand. Drama with neighbors is the worst drama to have.
Yeah. It never typically ends well if it's a bad neighbor.
Right. And you have to see them like every day. So it can be so weird.
Holly, what's your situation?
Oh, man, do I want my downstairs neighbor to just get evicted? So I live in a duplex, and I'm the upstairs unit, and below me is, well, the guy's like what I would consider to be sort of a friend. Like, we were friendly. We hung out a few times when I first moved in. I mean, it was completely platonic, and I mean, you could just tell he was kind of a player, and I don't really care. You know, it's his life. But recently, he and his girlfriend are loud when they're, you know.
Yeah. We get it. We get where you're going.
Right. And, you know, at first, I swear, it was so, like, I thought it was a joke. Like, it was so over the top.
Oh.
And then it continued to happen, like, every time she was over. And I was like, oh, my God, come on, you guys. Like, I'm happy he has someone, but like, this is crazy. So like 2 months ago, I was joking and I was like, oh, like had a good time around 1 a.m. last night.
And he awkward.
Just laughed it off. So did I. Yeah. Awkward. The next time I saw him and his girlfriend, because it kept happening, I was like, hey, you guys, I really need some sleep.
Oh my gosh. I would die if I was his girlfriend.
Right. She seemed a little embarrassed, but like, again, nothing changed. The one other time after that, I snapped at him and I was like, meh, 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 you know, like, could you guys just keep it down a little? You know, it's like really late and you're waking people up. And he was like, you're just jealous. You should just stop thinking about me all the time.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, what? So, like, he had this little cocky smile, like, I know you want me. And I was like, yeah, not in a million years. So it's not just his girlfriend, right? And it's none of my business. He's a player, whatever, right? So after a 2 a.m. concert, I was up, my dog was up. So I took him out to go to the bathroom. And you will not believe who came out of his apartment.
Oh.
Our landlord.
Oh. No.
I was like, literally, like, I asked my girlfriend to help me, like, you know, write a letter, like, to break the lease. Uh-huh. I've had it, you know, like, I'm like, cranky from not sleeping. Now it's my landlord and him. Like, what? How do I even get out of my lease if my landlord is part of this? I mean, she already doesn't like me because my dog is, like, bonkers and he's like ruining the yard and scratching up her doors. The point is that like she didn't even say hello. like she's doing a shame walk in front. Like the whole situation is so horrifying. You know, she's gonna charge me for breaking the lease and fixing stuff for sure now because she's embarrassed, I guess. And like, do I just stay and stick it out? And
Holly, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm exhausted from the story. I know you are so tired from getting no sleep, but I don't know what the win is here. If you thought you had enough to get out of your lease and now she's a culprit and now she's probably mad and she already doesn't like you. We're going to go straight to our listeners for this one, okay?
Oh, please, you guys, help me. What do I do? Oh, Lord.
So I guess Holly's question is, does she stay and just hope that he moves, or does she just confront the landlord and him and try to break her lease? We have Christy in Minneapolis. You say there's a website you can go to?
Yeah, so it's called homelinemn.org. It is a nonprofit specializing in teaching tenants their rights around, tenancy issues.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what, you know, they have lawyers that you can talk to. They have forms that are pre-written out that you can print out for issues, whether it be you're trying to break a lease, whether it be you have bug issues and need them taken care of or other maintenance issues. It's a really awesome website. I would recommend reaching out to them because they're going to have a lot more knowledge as to your legal rights on this than I do, certainly. but they're a really great resource.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, yeah, because somebody just had texted in, can you sue your neighbor? You know, but so they could find anything out like that through, what's the website again?
Homeline.org, or no, homelinemn.org. So okay. HOMELINEMN.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's great advice.
Of course.
We have Laura, you're giving kind of the same advice in St. Louis Park, right? With you can file a noise ordinance complaint.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it would be super dorky to do over this, but yeah, if you know, like if you have parties or whatever and it gets too loud, you can file a city noise ordinance complaint, you know, but it's a little losery, but it is
a little losery. Is such a great word. My God. I love that it started off making fun of it. She's like, you're a little bit of a loser, but that's whatever.
I'm saying you could do it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's looking for options, so thank you.
Yep, that's right.
She's like, well, that one's off the table now.
Kelly in Prior Lake, you said record it every time it happens?
Oh.
She's just dying.
Well, what are you going to do, right? So I would just record it and then maybe just play it back to the landlord and say, look, I mean, this is what's going on. And maybe the landlord would catch on that, oh, he's a player. And then maybe be on your side. But I would record it because what else are you going to do? Like the last caller said, you're going to report the noise level. I mean, so at least if you do that, maybe the landlord would work with you because she might be embarrassed.
She might.
I don't know. It's just awful.
Maybe they'd let her out of the lease, you know, in that case. Yeah, because you do feel stupid.
Right. Like, seriously. Like, this is what I hear all the time, and no one of them's you, but you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, awkward.
I don't know. It's just all, the whole thing's awkward and cringy, and I feel so bad, but I don't know what else you would do, because, again, the police will probably be like, excuse me, you are calling in because of what? So.
Yeah.
I'm calling in because my neighbors are, oh, I hear it now.
Yeah. Okay. No, listen. Got it. Yeah. Listen to this. Wow. What are they doing over there?
I just love how much joy it's brought you.
And play it back. Maybe you got a chance.
Well, now I just kind of wanted to record it and let us hear
it. Yeah, play for us.
Right? I want to know how loud it is now at this point.
Kelly's a little bit of a freak.
A lot of people are saying, just get some good earplugs and some soothing music. I don't think that is working.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be on her to have to like, oh, let me put some earplugs in so I can get some sleep.
Then one person is saying, and I know Holly doesn't want to hear this, Holly is the problem. Oh, sorry, wow. Lady, I was half on your side about the loud unicorn, but if you can't properly control your dog, I think you're the real problem here.
Oh.
Dang.
Okay.
All right. You didn't just see got that shunned. One
coming. No. I mean, I get it. It's a loud barking dog, but, you know.
It's a different bark coming from there.
It's like more of a seal bark at that point.
Oh, boy. All right. Or just get even. Get loud, too.
Yeah. Huh? So it sounds like it's got to be, you either just need to let it go or get some earplugs and move on. I mean, that's what it sounds like from all of our text messages, our calls.
Rubber flooring, soundproofing, you can get all that stuff.
Rubber flooring.
I didn't know about rubber flooring. Yeah.
Because I had a terrible downstairs neighbor once, and that was her suggestion to me just because of how loud I walked. Put rubber flooring throughout my whole place.
Mm. Oh. Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay,
she wanted
cool.
me to take the hinges off my, or take all the doors off the hinges and put rubber flooring in. I'm like, oh, my house is going to look so spectacular. Thank you so much for your advice.
I'm really glad I've never had to live in an apartment.
You never have?
No, because remember I lived at home with my mom and now she lives at home with me. So I've never really, but I also am not mad about it. Like,
I forget how funny that joke always is.
Yeah, no, it's really cool because it makes her laugh so hard. Her one eye closes and she's in like the middle of a stroke. And she's like, she looks like the meanest pirate ever.
Oh, or did you mean the cutest pirate ever?
No, I didn't mean that. Not even a little bit. But thank you for your calls and your texts. And I'm glad I brought that up for Des to get such joy out of for our Love More Listen today.
What you do is you bring me joy.
No, I don't.
Ken, you ever had a crazy neighbor that you had to deal with?
I wouldn't say crazy, but he used to like to use his leaf blower like all the time to clean out the garage, to clean out the snow, clean out the leaves, but everything. And that thing is loud.
Really loud.
And when you get up at 1 a.m. and you want a nap at noon, you're not getting a nap.
I'll be honest with you. With that pause for a good three Mississippi, I thought you were talking about something else. So I guess if he's just blowing leaves and snow.
I wake up my one kid with a leaf blower.
Do you really?
He's so annoying. Like, he will not wake up with an alarm. He even has a vibrating pillow.
No way.
Sleeps through it that I just get the leaf blower and I'm like, vibrating. It just like scares him right out of bed. It's amazing.
Where did you buy the vibrating pillow?
Yeah, please tell.
Amazon. Ken's like, what? Amazon vibrating pillow. Got it.
I'm like, yeah, is that its true function?
I just
wake
note.
People up?
Oh my gosh.